And I have a very particular reason why I'm playing this song today, a very personal reason why I'm playing this song today, which I'm not prepared to share with you yet. Not that I don't want to, it's just that I'm not 100% sure yet how I want to go about talking about something. And within a day or two, you'll know, and if you're hearing this a day or two or 3 or 4 days from now, you'll go, oh, I know what he's talking about. And otherwise, I have to just play the song. As my wife says to me all the time, just shut up and play the song, Vin. Title track from a beautiful album that Brad Meldau, a pianist and composer, put out a couple of years ago called Highway Rider. It is a double CD, and it was produced by John Bryan. You know that name? He's more connected to kind of a melodic rock and roll world of artists. But he branched out on this one, and some great musicians on this album. Jeff Ballard on drums, and Matt Chamberlain also on drums, and Larry Grenadier on bass. And there are some tracks that Joshua Redman is on as well, tenor saxophone, and it all flows together like one big, long, extended piece. But that's the portion of it that is actually called Highway Rider. And that was the band, of course, doing the Dylan song, I Shall Be Released. Music from Big Pink. And I'm sorry that I said something that sounded mysterious, and I'm not trying to play with you or anything. You know that, you know me, you know that my life is, to a large extent, an open book on the radio. And when our lives cross, when we have things that are in common, it's, I feel like it's incumbent upon me to say something. And, a dear lifelong, practically adult lifelong friend of mine who I first met in 1970. So do the math. How many years is that? 44 years? 1970? Who I worked in radio with for many, many years, died this morning. And a lot of you probably know the name Dave Herman. He was one of the great legendary DJs of the post Top 40 era. In fact, he was already a radio star in the Top 40 era as a young man. He was, you know, before that thing happened where FM radio became the thing, he was already a big star in Philadelphia radio. And then when FM came along in 66 or whereabouts, when the owners of radio stations had to break apart their programming, you know, the long involved story of how FM became the primary music radio thing. Herman then became, he had a show called the Marconi Experiment, and he was like the voice of the counterculture in Philadelphia, and then a couple of years later moved to New York, came to New York to work at what was then WABC-FM, became WPLJ. But that's where I met Dave. In the fall of 1970, and we had an almost mentor student relationship, because he was a few years older than me, maybe about 10 or 12 maybe years older, so he was, you know, a grown up. Oh, damn. And if you know the story of Dave Herman, you know that last year something happened in his life about which I know nothing. And it's just very sad and tragic. It's really a tragic situation that, As an elderly man now, he spent the last months of his life, the last year of his life, being embroiled in something that has nothing to do with what he'll be remembered for, and yet it'll overshadow, unfortunately. And but I don't want to talk about that part of it because I don't know anything about it, and I'm hesitant to even mention that part of it. But he was a dear friend for many years, and I know he was important to a lot of you who grew up in Philadelphia, New York, in this area, this tri-state area. Bruce Juice and all of that stuff. He was both a successful morning guy on radio, as well as originally a nighttime guy. Back when night radio, that is to say, like 7 to midnight, you know, that period at one time was a real high-rated, important period in FM radio. Whereas now it's like a throwaway in commercial radio. So he died this morning. As I said, I don't know how old he was. In his 70s. I mean, probably his late 70s, but I'm not sure. And the last time I saw Dave was at another DJ's memorial service, another guy who worked with us all at WNEW FM. That was Tom Marrera, who died about 2 years ago, two summers ago. And Dave came to that. If you know the story, you just know that it's sad. And if you don't know the story, and you're interested, you'll Google it and you'll find out. But he was a key figure in New York radio. He conducted the most amazing interviews with the top A-list of rock and roll people. You know, Bob Dylan and George Harrison are the two immediate ones that come to mind because they were syndicated nationally. Woody Allen, he conducted an amazing long form interview with Woody Allen back in the mid 70s. And Bowie and Jagger and, you know, all those people. And Springsteen, he was very associated with Springsteen because he would do this thing at a particular hour of the morning back on WNEW-FM. It was time for Bruce Juice. And at a particular hour every morning, he would do a lengthy set of Springsteen. Again, back in the, you know, 70s and into the 80s. He was a real legendary radio great, and anything else that happened in his life, whether it overshadows his radio greatness or not, is just, you know, fate. It's left to history, I guess. But those of us who know him as a radio person will always treasure him for his work on the radio. He was a complicated man, and I got close enough to him, and my wife did as well, to know all of the complications. Not all of them, you know, but some of them. Love relationships and things like that. But all right, well, There you have it. We say adios to Dave Herman. I hope he finds some peace now.
Bad news, come to me where I sleep. Turn, turn, turn again. Say one of your friends is in trouble deep. Turn, turn to the rain and the wind. Tell me the trouble, tell me once to my ear. Turn, turn, turn again. Joliet prison and 99 years. Turn, turn to the rain and the wind.
Oh, what's the charge of how this came to be?
Turn, turn, turn again.
Adios, Dave Herman.